emotions going into this game in terms of like where you might be next year and so forth?
I don't think about that. I think about one game at a time. So this is the game I'm thinking about.
The season didn't end, obviously, like it did last year. So I'm guessing that's way back in your past and not even part of the equation this time.
You said it.
How excited are you about this opportunity, the experience you've had?
I've been dreaming about playing in the Super Bowl for a long time, so it's been a great experience for the 2 days we've been here. But you know, I'm ready to get to work and ready to get out there, start running around.
Yeah, you grow up dreaming about this when you're here. You know, it's kind of hard to. I mean, you're so focused on Seattle, it's hard to really grasp that you're here in this Super Bowl.
I'm sure it'll hit me at one point, but like I said, I just want to get out there, start running around and practice. I'm ready to get to the game, ready for kickoff, ready for the lights to come on. So,
is today sort of a line in the sand where you put the media and stuff behind you and get back on the practice field? This is a regular, real game week now.
I don't really. Yeah, I guess you could say a line in the sand, but, you know, there's a job to do every day, whether you got to, you know, get treatment or, like, you know, every day you're working, whether you're studying or, you know, watching films, doing something. So it's, you're always trying to get better every day. So.
Well, the way the playoff games went for you, I mean, you're on a roll. It seems like the game's together. You've got to be excited about this.
Just trying to get my job done and try to make as many plays as I can, do what I can to help this team win games.
What you learned during your time in Philadelphia? I know it was brief, but you had to wait your turn. You were behind a couple guys there.
I was there for an off season, and then the end of one season, the off season, and the start of the season, got cut. Been on practice squad for 2 games, got picked up in St. Louis. So, you know, I didn't get much game reps there, but I lived there for eight, nine months. I learned that the Northeast was cold. That's the first thing I learned. Coming from Texas was the first time I really got out to the Northeast. And, I played for Coach Cully out there with Andy Reid, and, you know, I still talk to Coach Cully today, even though I don't really, I didn't really play for him, but he was instrumental in the progression of my career, and, you know, I thank him for that for sure.